Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is your girl DJ Carmi of KPTR Party Train Radio, and you are tuned in to KPTR, The Truth Behind the Music. And today we have with us independent artist and songwriter, Mr. Candy Cane. First of all, Mr. Candy Cane, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
Oh, no doubt. So we'll just get right on into the interview and ask you about your history. Tell us a little bit of something about yourself.
Well, as far as music, even I was an elementary little kid, you know, I was getting in trouble. You know, I was one of them bad kids, get in trouble, so my mom punished me. So, you know, she took the TV away, you know, my little games and all that. So what I did, I just get my root and I just start writing. And from that point, I just started writing music, you know, in a music contest, you know, won some, lost some. But now I would have a passion for music, so I would have been doing it, but, you know, I was just really trying to perfect what I was really trying to go with it.
Oh, okay, so it started at a very young age for you.
Yes, ma'am.
So when did you decide to make, like, your first song? When did you put that together?
Probably my first song, that's how I was still trying to figure my way. About like 16, 17, put music out in the hood, but I was trying to do what everybody was trying to do instead of trying
okay.
to be myself. And see, sometimes you can get lost. You say, well, yeah, I'm my own man, but if you keep following the trend, eventually you're going to keep doing what they're trying to do. And I know God didn't allow it to work because that wasn't me. I was trying to fit in. So at that point, I was trying to figure out, okay, I need to be me and figure out, you know, where I'm trying to go, you know.
Right. Well, during that time in your life, who would you say was your biggest inspiration? Who gave you the push to want to pursue the music career?
No, hands down, besides God, I got to say my mom. You know, for my mom, even though I made bad choices as I got grown, but it wasn't my mom, man, you know, telling where I be right now. I mean, even in my lowest point from childhood, even to now, you know, and I'm grown. She don't give me that motherly love, but still she gonna give me that tugger. She gonna let me know she don't sugarcoat with me. This what you need, that, and she still mother me right today. And I said, and that's why I'm at the point I'm at today.
Absolutely. Now, does your mom have any music background?
You say what now?
Does your mom have any music in her background, or do you have siblings that also into music?
Yeah, my mom, a lot of people, my mom's side. I say even my dad's side, even my grandfather, you know, bless his soul, my dad's side, you know, he grew up in music, played the flute, horn, so, you know, that's where I got it from, because I would have love music.
Right. Now, I know you said he grew up playing the horn now. Are you also a musician, too? Or
I played the drums.
Oh, okay.
And one thing that I do regret, even though I was in music school going through elementary and junior high, I had a chance to piano. I was in piano class. But I didn't want that challenge. Because it seemed so hard to me, so I elected to get out that class. But one thing I regret I did that, because I didn't accept the challenge. And I said, that would drive me today. Accept every challenge, no matter how it come out, accept it. And I said, and I ran from it, and I still regret that right today.
Right. Well, you know it's never too late That's what they tell me. I've been still trying to play the guitar.
Oh, it's never too late. Oh, I'm with you because I'm working on that right now.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, I'm trying to make that happen.
The only thing it's going to do, add more to the talent that you already have. And I can tell you right now, and show also the listeners, you're welcome, that you have an incredible ear for music. You have an incredible ear. Every song that I've heard that you've done, you know, as far as you the rapper, and then you find that perfect R&B singer, the hooks are off the chain, magnificent.
I appreciate it.
So you're welcome. You definitely have the ear for it. Now, let's go back to where I was talking about, like, influences. Let's talk mainstream. Name some of the artists that you looked up to, or maybe still do.
For me, mm-hmm. Number one, I would have to say R. Kelly. You know, no matter what people say, and that's why I drive a lot of my music around R. Kelly. You know, a lot of people say, he doing this. One thing I do, I don't get in another man's business. I don't know what's going on. I don't care, because sometimes me can take things to another level. I don't get into that. The only thing I can do is pray for that man. Before is that man music, that's where a lot of my music today, and where it comes from, I say, okay, how can I do that? I'm not the singer. I know singer. I'm the rapper. I said, okay, what he do? How can I do this? I go on YouTube. I watch, like, all this concert stuff he did, you know, how he opened, you know, how he do this. Because he know how to draw, and he delivered the realness. So I gotta say, off top, R. Kelly, hands down.
And you know what? R. Kelly is one of my favorite artists, because I feel like he is just a genius when it comes to songwriting. And he has perfected his craft. Because he sounds so much stronger than he did when he first came out. You know what I mean? So,
with
that being said, you ain't never too old to continue
when you're going through it, and like I said, when you say when he's going through, like I said, he delivering more better because it's, man, because he really feeling the realness, you know, what's going on. Folks that used to love him, hate him now because what the media said, whatever, you know, so he's going through. And so when you go through like that as an artist, that realness come out and people going to feel it. They can't help but to feel it. You know,
right.
So like I said, I just pray for them. You know what I'm saying? I don't knock no man when they down. When they up, guess what? I'm going to rejoice with them. I ain't never been no hater. You do you, and let me do me, period.
Right, and nobody's perfect, you know. And when I hear things like that about, you know, certain celebrities and what they're going through, R. Kelly, Chris Brown, and all the rest, I don't tend to jump into that because nobody's perfect.
Right.
You're going to have your issues. That's just point blank.
Yeah,
ain't nobody.
Well,
there's nobody without
them,
sin, period.
You know, because they're looking at them as they ain't for you. Them people ain't God.
Thank you.
They got to serve God themselves. They're not God. Them people is human. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They human, and people don't realize what they ain't supposed to do. Then instead of you worrying about your own life, you looking at their life. Control your own life before you try to get in somebody else. That's why I say I don't get into all that stuff.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Let them people live. They like pray for them. Don't hope everything be all right. Instead of trying to condemn them, and your life ain't together, you trying to condemn them. But when you dig a ditch for somebody else, guess what? You're digging that ditch for yourself.
That's right.
The Bible said,
"Be
not meddling in other Bible said, "Be not meddling in other folks' business. Mind your own business."
And
we all do that, we'll be all right, man. I ain't mean to get on that, but I'm telling you, man, I hate when people do that.
Yeah,
I don't even deal with people who's like that.
Well, yeah, you can't get away from it. They're gonna do that regardless, because speaking of being imperfect, what kind of mistakes maybe that, you know, tell us about some mistakes that you've made while trying to pursue your music career.
Well, by mistakes I made, man, I don't sold drugs.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying, though, just being real, just because you see a lot of oil we're trying to make it, and I'm not condoning anybody wrong. What I'm saying, mm-hmm. you see a lot of them getting by, and they really try to pursue their music and get out there because it's independent. It's hard. I mean, you got to do everything mm-hmm. yourself. So sometimes they find themselves doing other things. You know, just try. Like I say, it don't make it right, but I mean, that's real life. It happens. It happens
yeah.
every day because they trying to get out there. They have nobody to push them. Even a humble who made it out the hood big time, he don't forget them. You know what I'm saying? He ain't trying to bring them up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and instead of trying to pick one of them up, they let the other pick up. You know what I'm saying? So it's just reality. People do different things.
I mean, you're
right.
But you have
the end. As for me. But as me, as an independent artist, I said, I did, like I said, what I had to do to pursue. I said, many dudes I've been, don't be shit on me. Like I said, especially when I first started, you know, people now, they weren't feeling my type of music because at this time, it was more of the hardcore, I shoot your mama, kid, you know, all that other stuff. And that's what people are feeling. But I don't knock them because that's their opinion. But that did not stop me from keep going and pushing it myself. You know what I'm saying? Then God just gave me favor, just start putting, people in my life, everyday people that live like me, that was willing to come in, and help me like yourself. You was the first one, and I really appreciate you for that.
Aw, you're welcome. You're welcome. And Mr. Kenny King, you've also, you perform live in certain places. That's where I was going with it. And you as an independent artist, since you're kind of, you're seasoned a little bit, can tell them about some of the problems that you actually encountered while you were doing business and while you were going to perform, things that you ran across, you know what I'm saying, with people.
Right. Well, as an independent artist, I learned the hard way. Make sure your paperwork is together. Whether you're going to perform for appearance or whatever, even if you tell them, I don't want it, I'm going to do it free, still have that paperwork. That way, if it's free, you're not liable. But if you don't have that paper, I don't be in the shows, and I trust the people. Well, don't worry about what give you all your money. You hear about you that I want half mine down and the other half before I get on stage. It's not that I don't love my fan. I love my fan, but people will try to get over you and use you and have you wasting your time, trying to get everything together. So, and I trust the people. And I go, just go and perform. We're going to have your money out the show. And I still did it because I love my fan. But money didn't get worked out. No folk went going for a pen. Didn't get. It's just different stuff. Like, people will use you. Kind, but you got to be firm. Because if they see any kind of weakness, it don't mean that you got to be all belligerent and all that. Because y'all want to keep it professional no matter what. But you have to learn how to deal with people and put people in their place. If you don't, I'm telling you, man, it'll ruin you.
You're absolutely right. So I hope you guys are really paying attention because he's spilling some knowledge to you about this, the independent artist, this road. It's not an easy road, and you have to be careful and watch who claims that they're there for you because a lot of them truly are not. And we are already up on halftime. Wow. Time is flying. That was quick. But what we want to do for halftime, we're going to play Mr. Candy Kane's Platinum Girl. And for those of you, a lot of you, this is going to be your first time hearing this track. I want you to hear how he has written the song and put it together, and it's going to blow your mind. So, coming up next is Mr. Candy Kane, Platinum Girl. Make sure you don't go anywhere, because when we come back, you get to hear exactly what he's doing now and how you can reach him.
I'm taking you out the hood. I'ma show you things that you ain't never seen, and I'ma have you feeling good. Looking like a million, you'll be my platinum girl. But seeing you over there, looking like a candy apple, chocolate covers everywhere. Do you have a man? I hope you really say you don't. I'm really cuff you right now. You the one I really want. The shop expensive place like Upper Fifth Avenue. Take trips, skinny dips. Now tell me what you wanna do. Can we hang out from time to time? Just let me know. And if you answer yes, pack your bags. I wire you. Here we go.
That was Mr. Candy Cane featuring Masquerade, Platinum Girl. I'm sorry, that joint is hot. And this is one of the songs that... You're welcome. This is one of the songs that KPTI Virtual Animated or Animations Productions did for you. And the video...
Yeah, I want to appreciate that too, man. Yeah, but you did. That was... Like I tell everybody, even on Facebook, social media, whatever, I said, no, I said, she did that herself. I said, when she let me know, I told her, Corny, whatever you need to do, you do whatever with my music. I'm that type of artist. I'm trying to get my life there. When you did that, man, I'm like, man, that was nice. And I said, I appreciate you, yeah. That So anybody need that dig, get in contact with them. Because that's the way technology is going now.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
For
I
real.
Appreciate that. All right, let's get back to the juice. Now, before we get into your future projects, tell us how you got the name Mr. Candy King.
Well, you know, a lot of people ask me, and a lot of people mind being the gutter, but think of that. Because as for me, you know what I'm saying, I'm sweet to everybody. Me, I'm good to everybody's life. You know, people call me, and it could be my last. I don't tell them. I just give it to them. Now I'm trying to figure out, you know, what I need to do. So it is hard for me to turn people down. You know, I help everybody, you know. Like my, you know, home, boyfriend, whatever. Whatever people know, you know, don't charge them gas. No, nothing, just whatever. Because I believe in helping people. So that's why I tell them, okay, well, so I'm sweet everybody, man. You know, I'm just calling myself Candy Cane. Well, no, Mr. Candy Cane. And we're not to put Mr. Cane. I want people to mistake that. Like, okay, well, this is a woman if I just put Candy Cane. And so that's why I put Mr. in it. So that's the whole thing. And like I said, people been taking the wrong way. It got nothing to do with that. Mine ain't even on that. Just what, you know, just doing it. I mean, just hard me where people need me. I'm there, you know. And I'm the type of person that would never bring it back up. Well, even if I used to do this, no, I don't believe it. If I'm going to do something for you, I'm going to do it from my heart. If I'm not going to do it, then I'm not going to do it. But, you know, I'm not going to bring it back up or go tell the whole neighborhood what I did. No, that ain't me. Never been.
Well. We appreciate you explaining that. So Mr. Candy Cane is basically representing the big heart that you have. And I know firsthand that you do have a great heart, very caring. And
appreciate it.
I know you're welcome. We touched a bit on this earlier about other independent artists, but I'm going to ask you the question is what kind of advice becoming, or even the ones that have been in the business for 20-plus years, just haven't moved anywhere. What kind of advice can you give them as independent artists?
First of all, I'm going to tell you straight up, put your faith in God and not man. Because everybody who you think for you, who laugh and dabbing you up and eating at your table, that's probably why you struggling. And we all will look at the enemy. But one thing about it, shoot, the devil already know you're not going to let your enemy come. He's going to disguise himself, you know what I'm saying? So it could be somebody right at your table. So trust God, ask God, pray, you know, who for me, who not for me, and God will start moving if you allow him. That's the first thing that you need to do. And the second thing, you need to have patience. You know, everybody want these 360 deals because you want to be famous, you know, but being famous, is that worth your integrity selling out? You got to have patience. I said, if you see God, God will give you the knowledge of wisdom to do your own thing. Yeah, it might go slow, but everything is a process. We want things too fast now. We want to be famous too fast. Sometimes you have to set out. Be yourself. Have patience, you know, and then last thing, you know, have great music. But first God, second patience, yeah, have some great music. Have something, what I mean by that, I don't knock nobody's music. Have something that people can feel, you know, not just for an hour or two, just club bopping and all that. The realness, let people, and that's one thing you told me to DJ Carmen. She said, Mike, she said, you know, you got good music, man. Let me tell y'all about this lady. I know it's about me, but right now I want to make it about her. She told me, she said, yeah, good music. She said, but all that old nasty music, I don't do some nasty. She said, that is not you. Find you. Do what you know. It took me a minute realizing I caught on what she was saying. Okay, and, you know, and God let me know, be you. Because the music I was doing, you know, I was doing what the world doing because a lot of young ladies, not all, you know, feel like they have to use their body to get a man. And see, and my music was feeding into that, so that means I'm a part of that, but that's not me. But you ain't got to use. So No, let them know. Come out with something to take their mind. And some say, I'm taking you out the hood. They mean it. They don't mean out the neighborhood, because I grew up in hoods, so I'm not knocking no hoods. But what I'm saying is that take that mind. Even though you're there, your mind ain't got to be there. Start doing stuff for yourself. Start, you know, getting out. You know, seeing something. What I'm saying. And then come home, you know, relax. But as long as your mind all the time, you're going to be more depressed. You're struggling trying to figure it out. Sometimes go treat yourself, whether you have a man or not, woman or not, or whatever. Go treat yourself. You know, take your mind from that environment. And that's where Platinum Girl came about. You know, I'm taking your mind away from this for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So you can think about some things. So that's what the song's all about.
And that's a great concept, because with the way things are going now in the world, we need a vacation. We need our brains to take a vacation. And who don't want to imagine yourself being on a beach or being in Paris or Brazil enjoying the view, because we're going through so much right now mentally with what's going on. So
right.
This is the kind of music that we need. And I want to say, I appreciate you making this track. And the more women and men that hear this track, they'll get it. So this is why we're trying to push this. I mean, we're like you said earlier, we're not knocking nobody else's music. But
right.
You can always step aside. You don't have to be singing about banging all day, sex all day. Sometimes we need a break from that. Give us something that's going to make us feel good about ourselves. I want to say thank you, Mr. Candy King, for making good music like that. Now, tell us about
one more thing, if I can, if you will, before you say that. Man, say, I want to give a shout-out because to my dad. So I don't want people to think that I don't have a dad. My dad always had been in my life, and I always had to care. I mean, like, he was just most on the road. Be taking care of me and my mom, so I definitely don't leave, you know, my dad out, you know. So, you know, I just want
to
make
shout
that
out
claim.
To dad.
Yes, I do have a dad in my life, and when we still talk, you know what I'm saying, sometime every day, sometime every day, whatever, we still talk. So, and my family, you know, it, and my success, a whole lot of it, you know, they said, it's take a really mega child. It's so true, because I don't care if you a millionaire, billionaire, they're starting out, is people in your circle, it's the first part of your success. Whether it's good experience or bad experience, it's a part of your success. It all depends on what you make of it now. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to say that, but I ain't mean to cut you out yet, but I just want to put that in there, though.
Oh, of course, you know, shout out to dad once again. You got to do that. And you're very blessed and fortunate to still have your father and your mother.
He's my stepdad. He and my mom ain't mad, but my stepdad, you know, shout out to him. That's it.
Shout out to
a lot of people, you know, because he there and been there and still there, you know what I'm saying, just being real. You know, so it's a lot of people, man, play a part of your success. You know, I don't care if they gave you $2, go get your loaf of bread when your kids are hungry. That's a part of your success. And see, we forget the small things.
Right.
You know?
So, Mr. Candy King, what do you have planned in the future? Because we're limited on time here. What you got going on?
Well, in the future, I know on Valentine's night, I'll be in Huntsville, Alabama at Club 47. It's in Huntsville, Alabama. So, action on Valentine's night, so we're going up there, you know, February the 14th, Valentine's 15th is one of the days, 14th or the 15th. It's actually Valentine's night, and shout out to Felicia, you know, one of my Facebook friends, you know, she got hooked up for me, so I want to shout out to her, but yeah, on Valentine's night, February 14th, 15th, whichever day, I think it's the 15th.
Congratulations.
In Huntsville, Alabama, Club 47, you know. Just
Club 47.
Yeah.
Y'all better be there.
Yeah.
And let them know how to reach you on social media, Mr. Candy King.
Well, you go on Facebook, follow Mr. Candy King 69, Twitter, Mr. Candy King, Instagram, and also my music, shout out to a music distribution, is worldwide. Amazon, iTunes, and so like I said, name of the title, Mr. Candy Cane Platinum Girl. So
all right,
Spotify,
now Mr. Candy
so,
Cane.
Yeah, y'all go check it
and
out.
And that's with a K, not a C. Mr. Candy K A N E.
That's with a K. K-A-N-E.
That's right. Make sure you all look him up. Like I said, he's an incredible songwriter. The brother can put a tune together. And we want to say thank you so much for coming on the show, KPTR, The Truth Behind the Music, Mr. Candy Cane. We also want to thank the listeners
for
tuning in. Oh, you're quite welcome. And, of course, we'll probably interview you again.
Appreciate all the listening fans. Appreciate y'all, too.
That's right. So with that being said, we want to say one love, and we are out.
Appreciate y'all. Love everybody.